Hi everyone, I'm Madonna Guy and I'm delighted to welcome Linda Hoggard to the podcast today. Welcome.
Hi, everyone.
So between us, we have got nearly 60 years naturopathic and kinesiology experience. That's sad to say, isn't it?
It keeps creeping up, I guess, with each decade.
So yeah, it's and stem cells have been part of our practices for decades now. So this is your baby. So tell us about stem cells initially. What are stem cells and what do they do in the body?
Awesome. So we have stem cells in our body, and our main source of adult stem cells are in our bone marrow. And these adult stem cells are mother stem cells, and they can duplicate into daughter stem cells. One lot of daughter stem cells stay in the bone marrow. That's why we don't deplete our stem cells. And the other daughter stem cells that have the copies of all that great original DNA coming from the mother stem cell goes out into the body. And that means these stem cells that are going out into the body, they're generic cells, and they have this ability to turn into any type of cell in the body. So if you think about it, like we're a body of 35 trillion cells. We've got 216 or 19, different types of cells. And now, science can tell us that our adult stem cell can become any type of these cells. So you have this real aha moment. And I know we did years ago when we started learning about stem cells. It's like, oh, this is one of those real rate limiting issues that's going on with people. Why you might see someone, might have a couple of people and they've got similar issues, but one's 40 and one's in their 60s. And so you'd use perhaps a similar naturopathic protocol, and the person in their 40s bounce back is just so much quicker than the person in their 60s. Like, what is it that goes on with age? We've got hormonal depletion and things, but we have this drop off in these stem cells and their ability to rebuild and repair our body. So the thing is to understand these are like our little ambulances. They're consistently rebuilding and repairing the body, because our cells can only duplicate so many times, and then they can't duplicate anymore, and they release signals. And these signals are all really well understood in a scientific field. Are being released to call in stem cells. And then when we damage our cells, or we might have a genetic issue, an enzyme problem, and we just get chronic issues in an area, and those lack of enzymes or whatever's going on with the genetic glitch just creates more damage. And so a lot of those issues, people go, oh, when I was young, I thought I'm never going to end up like my dad who had this genetic heart issue, because everything just keeps ticking along over rebuilding, repairing. And then they're like, oh shit, now that I'm in my 50s, it's catching up. I've
Yes.
looked after myself, but it's like, they're losing ground. And what they're losing is the migration rate of adult stem cells.
Yeah,
Because
okay.
the general consensus is that our drop off in adult stem cell migration drops off about 5% per year after the age of 25. And
Right.
I remember when we found this product in our 30s, sitting at my desk, kind of calculating where things were at 50, and I'm now 51. And at 50, you've got a 50% drop off in your stem cell migration.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow. I just think it's interesting to have done so much work and been able to take this product and really continue to invest in the product we're going to talk about. Yeah, to help mitigate that process
Yeah.
and manage my aging process, which is
Yes.
pretty cool. Yeah. So the reason why we have that drop off is that there's a compound in the bone marrow called alselectin. It's like an anchoring compound for the stem cells, and it gets stickier the older we get. And so the body and the cells are still calling for stem cells, but they get stuck. So we have an answer for that, though, don't we?
Do. And so they get stuck, and then obviously they can't get released from the bone marrow.
Not at the same rate. You still have a certain amount being released, but it's a congestion. It's a bit like a traffic jam,
Right,
and
yes.
so just bit by bit, this 5% drop off each year in the ability for the stem cells to migrate out at the rate like they used to.
Right. Okay. So now you discovered Stem Enhance many years ago.
Yeah, yes, I did. I found the first product that was produced in America. Well, it turned up in front of me at a lunch thing that I was at with someone going, wow, I think I've really found something pretty cool, but I don't know what it's about. And I think that was a turning point for both of us, and certainly for the results that we're able to get
Yep.
in the clinic. And I remember at the time I was quite, I'd gone through that really full-on heavy metal detox.
Yes.
For people who've watched Madonna and I before, I was medically diagnosed with mercury and copper poisoning in my 20s. So had a big journey. I'd gone through this big detox. Particularly parts of my neurology felt heaps better, but stuff had just been coming out of everywhere. And I remember just feeling like in this real slump, like
Yeah.
kind of healing crisis type thing. And I remember at the time, my partner Joseph said to me, you know, are you all right? And what's going on, and what are you doing about it? And I said, well, I feel like I've cleaned up so much, but I'm not healing. Like I need to heal at a greater rate or something. And I was taking everything. And he kind of looked at me and he said, well, what else can we do? And I said, I don't know, but when I find the answer, it's going to change my life and it's going to change my clinic. And that Friday, someone showed me this product. Pretty
Divine
funky.
intervention, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. And then, so we have a product called Stem Enhance Ultra, and Stem Enhance has its own double-blind research that shows that when you take two capsules within 45 minutes, you have at least 25% increase in your stem cell migration. So, depending on someone's size and age and things, that's estimated to be an extra 4 to 9 million stem cells in migration within 45 minutes.
Amazing.
This product's got heaps of other benefits. It's actually a concentrated algae from Lake Klamath in Oregon in North America. And they concentrated it to concentrate this compound that has an effect on the sticky stuff in the bone marrow. That's how it has an effect on the stem cells. It's got a long chain sugar that goes in, adheres to the L-selectin, and allows this extra rate of stem cell migration. And that generally keeps going for about 6 hours after taking the product.
Right, awesome.
And so rather than just isolating that product, the scientists created this concentration process to concentrate that, to also concentrate the PEA, the mood enhancer that's naturally in the algae, and all the nutrition and the pigment of the algae is naturally anti-inflammatory. So they created this amazing patented product called Stem Enhance to bring all of that together. So you're just really getting maximum bang for your buck rather than just taking a massive, you have to actually take a whole lot of based product to get what you're getting from the concentrated version.
Well, that's what people always say, isn't it? So I can just add, spirulina to my diet and that'll do the same thing.
Oh, heck no, it won't. I mean, the great thing when you take Stem Enhance, you do get a lot of similar properties from spirulina because they are actually like cousins. But spirulina doesn't have this effect on the stem cell migration rate. And then you get this concentrated effect, an activated effect with how the algae is processed.
So then once people take the stem enhance and just say, I've got sore knees and I want the stem cells to, enhance my knees, what does the body do to choose where the stem cells are going
Yeah,
to
it's
be?
funny. I'm always saying to people now, you're going to want all the stem cells to go to your knees. But everywhere else in your body, particularly if you've been on the planet for a while and things are breaking down, I ask people to be really patient with the process because remember I said that the cells are releasing compounds like stromal derived factor one. The stem cells actually follow and hone into those compounds and things like your heart and your heart has a huge requirement on a daily basis for stem cells.
Yeah.
I guess like most of the organs, your liver and your pancreas, etc. So a lot of people might kind of go, I know it's slowly getting to my knees, but the rest of me feels like I'm coming back to life because what that person's doing is mobilizing these processes that are so full of life force and all bits of the body are going, oh yeah, let's get into that. So I always recommend to people if they've got an area they're desperate for to go to take extra just to speed up that process, and then you do get some people, it's like their knees might be the first place that seem to bounce back. And some people can have quite a quick bounce back in their body that's more to do with the anti-inflammatory effect of the product. So I always call it the grease and oil change effect. And some people it's overnight, some people it's weeks and months, and then the real blessings of the product come in from the consistency of taking it day after day, week after week, month after month, and into year after year, like we do, because we really understand the process that's going on. It's like when you understand that you can take capsules and they increase your stem cell migration, and for what we've seen in ourselves and the people that we help, it's like,
Yeah,
yeah, it's a
it's one of
no-brainer.
the best preventative medicines, because even the things that we're not even aware that we're preventing is happening behind the scenes automatically.
Yeah, absolutely. You really, it is that managing your aging process. Yeah, and then and if things start kind of going wrong, we've over a period of knowing about this product for 20 years, there's been some real ups and downs in life. And I know in my last really big issue, I took a heap of it and it helped heaps. I started going grey, and my hairdresser, who's my age, who I'm sure under her jet black dyed hair is quite grey, she was like, "Oh wow, you're finally going grey." And then she went, "Oh," because she knows I'd lost my daughter in a car accident, and then she felt really bad. And I went, "Oh, far out! I need to take even more stem enhance." Yeah, and then those sort of things bounced back. Yeah,
Which
the
makes
better
me
life.
think then people who have been through chemo and radiation and that sort of thing, helping their body to repair after the damage.
Oh, totally. It is the best thing I've ever seen for that. And to have, people are looking for support while they're on chemo, because that's often a time when people will take spirulina and do different things like that. And they go, "Well, have some spirulina on steroids and take stem enhance." And I've had some really good examples with women who I've seen on their second round of breast cancer. So they've had breast cancer usually 3 or 4 years beforehand. They've been through a standard amount of surgery, chemo, radiation,
Yes.
and kind of they know how much it's knocked their body. And then they've found me on the next round, and I've had women go like, "Wow, last time I lost all my hair, this time I haven't. Last time I had to give up work, this time I don't need to," because they've just got so much more resilience. And then to keep continuing, using that product and having something to help your gut just not get smashed.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's right. Yeah.
Really important.
Yeah, I've been talking to David, the holistic counselor, about poisoning a lot recently because there's been something going on, and someone very close to him actually has a whole bunch of poisoning symptoms. And
Yep.
there is a small component with the Stem Enhance for detoxification, is that correct?
There is a yep, there's a compound in that naturally in the algae that upregulates phase one detox, which
You're
is all
right.
that initial sort of breakdown of toxicity in the body. And I think it probably really comes into its own around poisoning, is helping the body deal with the damage that's been created, while you use specific things to support the pathways that the body would use to process what's going on, etc.
Awesome. Now, what about little damaged bubbies who might need to take Stem Enhance but can't take the capsules?
So I've used this product with people of all ages, and including, younger people. Some younger people have some of those funky genetic conditions where parts of their body are getting damaged at a greater rate. So we still see an increase in support and how to get it in them. So the great thing of being a naturopath, it's like, I always say, it's like one thing knowing what to give someone, it's another thing getting it into them. Cyril does do Stem Enhance in a dark chocolate. That is great. And I know you were talking about a case last week, and I think it was a 6-year-old or
So
something.
a little 2.5-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
He's just been given an awful diagnosis, and I'm sort of trying to find anything that in the background can help that, because medically they have no solutions for this particular issue.
Yep, absolutely. So that's a way that the company has adapted the product to help. I know I use a lot in older people who can't swallow, and it seems to be really good for stepchildren who need help but don't really want to do anything, but they're quite happy to eat the chocolate. I just seem to know a lot of women have all got, step teenagers or young adults and things, and they're like, I don't want to hear about any of that. But they're like, can you get another box of that chocolate? I feel really good on that.
That's really funny.
Yeah, and then of course, you know, the capsules can be opened and mixed into things as
Okay.
well.
Into a smoothie or something that doesn't upset the apple cart.
Into a smoothie. Makes the smoothie green, but you know, in New Zealand, there's a drink people can get in the supermarket, and it's kind of like a it's already a mixed up smoothie, and it's got spirulina in it. That I mean, it's too sweet for my liking or anything, but you know, I've had people mix it into that, you know, with their kids and things because their kids quite like the taste of the drink and they don't really notice any changes.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, that's cool. I remember one of our mutual clients going back probably 15, 20 years ago. He was having a shoulder reconstruction, and it's probably 15, you know, it's more than that.
No, it's more than
More than
that.
that. He was having a shoulder reconstruction and he died on the operating table. They checked him back. He had a stroke. He ended up being in an induced coma for 3 months. And because hospitals love juice and don't think too much about it, his friends were opening up the Stem Enhance and putting it into the juice, mixing it up so the nurses wouldn't. And he ended up making a full recovery. He was told he
Yeah,
would
and
be
he's lost
paralytic.
eyesight and things as well.
Yeah.
He was, I know he was a really big aha moment in our STEM Enhanced journey of like, holy
He was
moly.
old at the time. He was nearly 50. Yeah. No,
So.
he totally recovered. He was told he would never work or be able to feed himself again. And he not only got his job back, which was at the highest level within his industry, but he amazing. Oh, one of the things was that he had a 20% enlarged heart by the time he came out of his coma, and it went back to normal size. And was all
And
like,
I see that all the time. The heart's just enlarging because it's inflamed and it's damaged, you know, and we're seeing a lot of damaged heart tissue,
yeah.
you know, because certain proteins that get into the body that are spiky,
Yeah.
and that are like causing, you know, such ravage in people. You know, I say to people, just think about it really practically. You've got tissue and it's been knocked around, you know, so it's damaged. And then that damage is the inflammation are the signals saying, I need help. And they're
Yes.
saying, I need stem cells. So you start really bring up the stem cell migration rate. And those stem cells, they turn into new heart cells and brain cells and all those kind of things. It's something you can really use to target that damage.
Yes.
And it gets better the more you take. You know, if people are talking about significant damage around their heart, whether they've had a heart attack like he had, that sort of thing, and they're at risk of developing scar tissue. You know, scar tissue only develops in the absence of not enough stem cells. It's a secondary healing mechanism. You have enough stem cells, you just get new heart tissue. You don't have enough, the fibroblasts come in and build scar tissue. And so in those cases, we're routinely using about 12 capsules a day.
Yeah, one of my clients had about 800 mils of fluid removed from around her heart, and sort of a heart lung. Anyway, she was able to breathe better after removing the fluid. Obviously, we need these life-saving techniques, but she's muscle tested up really strongly to Stem Enhance to support her moving forwards. Yeah.
Absolutely. Because sometimes people have got a lot of stuff, inflammation going on their lung, and then that's creating that back pressure. And it's but it's all just damage and inflammation.
Yes.
And the answer is more stem cells. And
Yes.
that's what we can say about Stem Enhance. Stem Enhance as a product have the benefits that we've talked about, including the increasing the migration of stem cells. And then anything else we're talking about, you know, like in relationship to heart and kids and all of that, that's just your own stem cells doing what they do best.
Yeah. And let's talk neurology, neurological conditions. So obviously we've worked a lot with Parkinson's and all sorts of things. So what
Multiple
do you
sclerosis and that sort of thing, all of those conditions need more stem cells. Absolutely. And we're particularly when we're talking about the brain loves being less inflamed. It loves having lots of PEA mood enhancement, and it loves having more stem cells.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so it does. One of my young men at the moment, he's been going through some amazing side effects from a medication he was given a couple of years ago, and his body again has just muscle tested up really strongly to Stem Enhance for repair and recuperation and support. Yeah, and about 11, 12 daily.
Yeah, it can get you through a lot, and it's just the reality, of how much you need to match how much is going on, and it's not forever. It's however many months until you're out of the pickle you're in, and then looking at it being a really good then ongoing product for people to use. I know when I'm working with people, sometimes you need a number of things. We've got a lot of stuff that we use with people, but then as you come to that maintenance program with someone, it's just a beautiful application of Stem Enhance, because they're getting all those nutrients, mood enhancements, helping the immune system, and also getting the stem cell migration rate. So what a great thing to take every day long term.
Yes, absolutely. Can we chat about inflammation just for a sec? Because, medically, and I know a lot of probably older people get a bit stubborn with the term inflammation or even pain. People go, no, I don't have pain. And then you're taking their history and you go, well, isn't this in the pain category? But they have very specific words for very specific things in their body. And inflammation's one of those things that when I ask about it, often they say, no, I'm not inflamed. But then you find out all sorts of little things and they just don't get it.
People just know they don't understand what the word really means, basically, because biochemically everything that goes wrong in the body's, when you drill down through all the chemistry, it's inflammation. And that's what I say to people. I said like, inflammation, these are chemical signals. It's not a concept, it's not a frequency. These are actual chemical signals that are generally being released in the immune system, asking for, we need more blood volume, we need more fluid, we need more immune cells, we need more stem cells. And when you look at all those signals, there's a whole like family tree of them, and there's Godfather signals, and there's branches of prostaglandins and all sorts of kind of different aspects of it. And ultimately those signals, they're physical and they're there. It's like when their blood's getting too thick, it's not from a lack of warfarin, though it's important that people, look after that kind of medically. But ultimately, when you're thinking about, well, why is my blood thicker now and it wasn't a year ago or 10 years ago? Well, the answer will be inflammation, because those inflammatory chemicals are in the blood and they're knocking on the fibrinogen, they're pulling out the fibrin, and they're creating the congestion in the blood. So, it's a very mechanical process that's going on. And I think, some of us might be used to saying, oh, my shoulder, they might not call it pain, they go, it just aches. Oh, but it's not inflamed. Well, it's inflammatory. It's inflammatory compounds that are, hitting on the pain signals and creating all of that. And you might go, oh, I've got one in my heads, my brain's not working. Well, it'll be inflammatory compounds in your brain. Oh shit, I'm going into a migraine. Inflammatory compounds, creating vascular spasm or contraction in your head.
And sometimes it's one of the easiest things to get started with because they're our own adult stem cells being released from our own bone marrow. It's not like herbs or nutrients where someone might have a side effect, of the, and usually they're not side effects, they're usually some sort of detox process or something like that. It's always interesting to use things that are upregulating our own natural processes.
And I think that's really the basis of our training and the basis of naturopathy, is how do you get this body functioning better? Because most people's bodies, they're on a road. And I say to people, the road you're on, the trajectory's not very good and it's not very promising. So what you've got to really do is like turn the corner and get you on a different road. And as that road changes direction, people feel better. But as you continue to take a product like this consistently over time, your road ends up way over there. But if you'd kept on that trajectory, you'd be over there. And the difference in the quality of your life and the trajectory of your physical health is just huge.
Yes, absolutely. Have you used it before and after operations to support people?
Oh, absolutely. Yep, I think I've probably had six questions about that this week. So, as someone's going into surgery, they'll generally ask for or supplementation to be stopped sort of 5, 6, 7 days beforehand. So, we always recommend that to stick with those recommendations, and that just keeps everybody in the surgery field really happy. I think it's great that if you know you're heading for surgery, in week number of weeks or months time, to be on the product to really start catching up your stem cell migration so that they're on top of healing more. And then I always look for, some surgeries have quite big opening sites, and so once that opening site is kind of like it's sealed up. So that, you're not getting any kind of plasma leakage off the site and that sort of thing. That's a great time to restart that area. There's so much, there's so much keyhole stuff done now, so there isn't a lot of potential leaky areas in the body from the incisions. So, within a couple of days, people can start back on that. But yeah, if you've had something kind of sort of massive, just let it all kind of settle.
Come
Let
down.
everything dry up a bit, and then come back, into the products. Often it's usually only 5 days or so. That's just erring on the side of everything flowing really well.
Yes, that's right. You don't want to upset your surgical team. They're the ones trying to look after us. Yeah. So I see
Yeah,
what.
and I think the last thing your anaesthetist wants to hear, or they want to hear, because they don't necessarily understand some of the things. They just want to know, like, everything's been out of your system for 5 days.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
And only 5 days. Yep.
Yeah, that's right. Life will go on. Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, because some people try and they sort of debate it with me, and I go, really, you can do what you want, but there's a lot of pros to just keeping the surgical team happy.
Yes.
Yeah, just people's, just stresses and concerns and overreactions,
Yeah.
particularly.
What are some of the other benefits? So obviously we know that the stem enhance increases the adult stem cells and they go and, can repair all sorts of things in the body. What are some of the other benefits of stem
Yeah,
enhance culture?
we alluded to them before. There's this mood enhancing compound, phenylethylamine, and I've tried different PEAs. I think presumably some are probably synthetic and things, but having it in this whole food source seems to be fantastic for people. And it's one of the first things people will often kind of say, like, I just feel like I'm coping better.
Nice.
And I think it's a real help that when we are working with people who have been told some pretty crap trajectories where their medical team thinks they're heading, to actually have something to help them feel like they're coping with their diagnosis, and that as well is a huge help. And it saves having to recommend something else to help that as well. It's all in the one product.
Beautiful.
Healthy is extremely nutritious. It's got a profile of 70 odd vitamins and minerals. And I would suggest that, for most people who are buying multivitamins and minerals in the, lower end categories, particular, just save that money and just use Stem Enhance
Yeah, I had
for.
someone in yesterday and she said, "Oh, by the way, I'm taking a multi-mineral." And I said, "Which one?" I went, "Oh, no." Quickly looked it up. There wasn't an activated B vitamin in there. They were oxides. Anyway, it was just terrible. And
Oh yeah, like yeah, like all
I said,
these
"How much
inorganic.
is this, by the way?" And she said, "Oh, about $12." I said, "Bin it. It's just
Yeah.
not worth it. Your nervous system's already a bit anyway."
Yeah. Stick it in your compost bin. Feed it to your plants. Your plants can process it,
Yeah.
and then, but these inorganic minerals. Yeah, so that's the wonderful thing. The algae has gone to the bottom of the lake. They've picked up all these volcanic minerals and
Beautiful.
ingested them and processed them, ready for us to consume and absorb.
Yeah.
And that the pigment of the algae, it's a blue-green pigment called phycocyanin, is a direct anti-inflammatory. It works on a pathway called COX-2, which is directly regulated. COX-2 is relates to pain and discomfort in the body. Yeah.
Oh,
Yeah,
yeah.
it's awesome. And you can see that, I think, in
Yeah.
this blue drink that Donna and I are drinking.
It
There's
happens to be very delicious.
it's very delicious. Yeah, the company has a few adjunct products to optimize stem enhance at times that, I know Madonna, you know exactly when people need those, particularly because we muscle test everything. So there's an awesome circulation enhancer to optimize the microcirculation, because where the stem cells migrate from the blood vessels to get into your cells is in all that microcirculation. So optimizing that, and then therefore that product has a lot of its own benefits by just opening up microcirculation. There are a number of blue products. The blue products all have this phycocyanin, psi-active compound, anti-inflammatory effect, and we have it on it on its own with a joint formula, and in this collagen drink. I mean, my favorite of them all is the collagen drink. There's so much bang for your buck in there, and it gets people feeling quite great, like a lot more energy. Most of us really feel it in our brains. Collagen helps your brain really adapt to cortisol. I presume most people you see, Madonna, are feeling stressed. Yeah, so yeah, along those lines. And then I would think easily 80, 90% of people within a week start to see the difference in their skin, hair, and nails with the product. Yeah,
Because
so.
there's a lot of collagen products out on the market that just don't do a damn thing, and it's very frustrating. People bring
Yeah, I'm sure
all
they're
sorts of
quite
supplements.
nutritious, but you don't kind of see it. I know I tried a lot of them. I thought, oh, I'm getting older, this is a good idea. And then when they brought this version out, and then I tried it, I mean, it was 6 months after the accident. So my hair had just gone straight and lank. My skin was blotchy. Oh, I didn't feel very good. Yeah, and I'd actually been living off a beef collagen protein powder because I'd lost my appetite, so I was off just living off smoothies. Yeah, and then I started that, and within 4 or 5 days, I'm like, wow, I can see what everyone's talking about.
Okay,
Yeah,
yeah,
my
nice.
brain came back online, my skin started to lift, my hair started to lift.
Because it's about
Yeah.
70% of the body tissues that requires collagen to heal.
Yes, yeah, at least. Yeah. Yeah, and 90% of the collagens that we use are covered by collagen peptides 1 and 3, which are what's in the product. Yeah.
Awesome. So,
Yeah.
yeah, so your two favorites are the Stem Enhance and the collagen.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah. Yeah.
beautiful. Yeah, they're
And
mine.
often you can get those in a pack with the company that ship freight free and bring the unit price down. And the packs are recommended by me. Because people often say, well, what do you do? And I go, most people, I put them on 2 or 3 bottles of Stem Enhance with the collagen, and it just covers sort of so much that's going on in people's bodies. And then, of course, there's times like you where I might be working with specific things and muscle test it and give recommendations. But I do quite a lot of work just also with the just general public and people going, oh, what can I just do to support my body and feel better, without a whole regime. Yeah.
Absolutely.
They're my top two things.
And so that's per month, a couple of bottles. Is that what you were sort of saying? A couple of bottles of Stem Enhance a month, collagen,
Yep, there's a couple of packs available. They're called the change packs. The first ones start to change, which is 2 bottles of Stem Enhance and a box of collagen. Because that really, the sales manager said to me, well, if someone wanted to really just start to change their life, I'm like, oh, well, it would be 2 stem and a collagen. And then we have the next pack up, which is 3 stem and collagen, called Accelerate the Change. Because certainly, as you've got more going on in your body, really, getting 6 capsules in a day is really gets some traction,
Nice.
and then potentially, we have some quite damaged people, will increase it, but as a general recommendation, that works well with people.
Nice. Excellent. Any final thoughts? I mean, obviously, we love our Stem Enhance. We love our, the way that it works in our. But oh, I was going to mention, I was listening to Jack Cruz yesterday, and he was talking about the stem cell injections. So obviously, certainly the way it used to be, it was about 25 grand an injection, something crazy like that.
It might be down to 15 grand now. I think, I mean, the last time last year I was reading up on it, I think the general consensus would be that in that injection there might be about 15 million stem cells. So they are your own stem cells. A lot of the places people go to, they'll remove stem cells from the blood or the fat tissue.
Yes.
by centrifuging those tissues, get the stem cells, they breed them up in the lab, and they inject them specifically into an area, often people's knees. And it's great, and it's got value, and it's really quite specific. I know I've worked with people here who have, generally from New Zealand, they've gone overseas and there's airfares and they've spent the money and they've noticed the results, but then it's a few months later and they're like, man, I feel like to get any further, I'm going to need more. And they're like, am I up for another 20 grand? And I go, well, for
Yeah.
a few bucks a couple of times a day, you can really mobilize that amount of stem cells and more. They're not all going to go to your knee, but they're going to go everywhere, and there will be stuff available for your knee, and we can optimize your knees by using a circulation enhancer as well. So, and then the feedback is like, wow, I'm getting the same experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just thinking about the product, the circulation product, which is awesome. One of the things that it does is break down fibrin. Is that right? Fibrin. So it's got fibrinogen or something like
Yeah,
that.
it's got fibrinolytic enzymes in it,
Yes.
that are absorbed through our digestive system and go into the blood, and they're working, in about 45 minutes as well to break down these little cobwebby spicules that
Yes.
affect
That
our
we see in live
circulation.
blood. Yeah.
Yes, you do.
And from a kinesiology perspective, I often chat to people. There's a particular muscle test I do within the liver because the liver makes a lot of, or it's involved in a lot of fibrin production. And I say to them, well, this particular pathway can be because your body thinks you're about to be shot. So therefore, it's creating a clotting agent, you know? So I often chat to people. And then when I'm chatting to people about the stress and trauma going on in their body, they admit, yeah, right, it is a bit like that. You know, whether it's going into work or going into a hospital or going to a, you know, they've got these sort of traumas in their life that just keep on spitting out this fibrin, which is quite sticky and it makes us feel tired and exhausted because the blood isn't traveling around the body very well.
And that, that blood is just the vehicle of the life force of our body. You know, that's why we look well and glow, because our life force coming through the blood and the energy is coming all the way out to our skin and things, because some people say, like, oh, how do I get my skin to glow? And I'm like, open up your circulation. Get some blood out there.
Exactly. Beautiful. Any last thoughts?
If you're listening to this, and follow Madonna's recommendations and give it a go. You won't know until you've tried. Be patient with your body. Use enough of it, and give yourself, and particularly that part of you that makes decisions about things, really long enough, like 6 to 8 months of getting your own experience of the product and understanding stem cells, and then kind of looking at how a product like this can support you, throughout your life.
Yeah, beautiful. Thanks so much, Linda. You're a champion as always. And
All good.
enjoy your holiday in Bali.
Thank you.